Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Tuesday, April 16th. U.S. equity futures are about unchanged this morning. You have S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ futures down about 5 basis points approximately. So that's 3 S&P points, 9 at NASDAQ points, and about 30 Dow points. That is not what's happening in Europe and Asia, where there are very heavy losses across the board. So in Asia, you're looking at the major indices finishing in the red. You had the Nikkei fall about 2%, the Hang Seng fell 2%, the Shanghai Comp dropped about 1.6%. And then in Europe, you're looking at the major indices down about 1.3 to 1.4%. Very broad selling. All the major subgroups are in the red. You're seeing underperformance in Europe in autos, industrials, basic resources, and banks. You're seeing some modest outperformance in telecom and utilities, but both those groups are still in the red. So nothing too dramatic out overnight, you know, just a few thoughts on, so in terms of incremental news, you had economic data out of China, both for Q1, the Q1 GDP, and then for March. So the Q1 GDP did come in a bit ahead of expectations, but much more important are the March figures, which fell short across the board, industrial production, retail sales, a lot of the asset investment numbers, so definitely a underwhelming evening morning of numbers out of China, pointing to, continued growth headwinds in that country. We did see a little flurry of outperformance on the data front over the last several weeks. There were a few numbers that, especially the PMIs, that were somewhat encouraging, but that is not translating into outperformance on these other numbers. So disappointing evening on China growth. You also had a pretty downbeat UK jobs report out. So kind of furthering expectations that the BOE, along with the ECB, are going to be commencing their rate-cutting process before the Fed. In the U.S., you have treasuries continue to come for sale, so treasury yields are ticking up another kind of 3 to 4 to 5 basis points across the curve. The odds of a July cut for the Fed are about 50-50-ish, and the market's really only assuming now about a cut and a half for the year. So huge hawkish repricing on yields and Fed expectations in response to recent economic data. Brent prices are holding about steady. A ton of press reports about how Israel will be responding to the Iranian attack. That response could be imminent. Reports suggest that they are not looking to escalate things further, that they are designing a response to avoid casualties and enormous amounts of damage. But obviously, this is a very fluid situation, and the risk of miscalculation on all sides is very high. So that is something markets continue to watch. You didn't really get a lot of earnings reports this morning. So no one reported in the U.S. last night, and then in Europe this morning, no one particularly major. Ericsson is probably the more important one. That stock is ticking up on its report. Some margin progress in Q1, and then they talk about how sales can stabilize in the back half of the year. Not super positive, but it's getting labeled, better than feared for Ericsson. So that is kind of the recap of news. You're definitely seeing the mood turn more somber. So days of selling, as it usually does, is starting to kind of seep into market psychology. Dip buyers and defenders are now turning into skeptics. There's certainly now a change in perception, at least in the near term, with regards to the equity backdrop. I think there's a little bit further to go on the downside. I'd like to see kind of a 5,000, if not breach that level, just to kind of get more negativity in the market to help put things on a more stable footing. So that's kind of my view. Looking out onto the calendar today, on the earnings front before the open, Bank of America, Johnson & Johnson, Morgan Stanley, PNC, United Health are going to be the big ones. You get LVMH earnings out after the European close, so that's going to be in the middle of the day in the U.S. It's probably going to be the most important report of the day, in my view, just given that you've had so many negative consumer data points, especially some at the high end of the market. So LVMH will provide insight into how things are in various geographies around the world. And then after the close for earnings, J.B. Hunt and United Airlines will be the big ones. Powell will be holding a Q&A, looks like around 1:15. Powell has been somewhat dismissive, or he was somewhat dismissive, of the hot January and February data. you know, I doubt he's going to be as dismissive now that we have the March figures coming in similarly hot. So we've had March jobs, CPI, retail sales now all come in, you know, far above expectation, not far, but ahead of expectation. So, you know, I suspect he'll be a little bit more hawkish at the margin, but markets have already repriced dramatically. And I think relative to how aggressively markets have repriced, he could come off sounding a bit dovish, just in that, you know, I think he's going to urge calm. You know, the Fed is not responding to each individual data point. They're going to be taking things, you know, they're going to be taking a look at the economy over the course of multiple months and quarters. You know, he has been pretty adamant how the Fed did not overreact to the swift disinflation of late last year. And that's kind of been his message so far this year, where we've seen inflation come in a bit firmer than anticipated. And that is everything for today, Tuesday, April 16th. Thank you, everyone, for listening.